Haitian couple was able to overcome legal obstacles and reunite with their baby almost 3 months after she was nearly crushed during the January earthquake. Junior Alexis, baby Jenny's father, says his faith in God gave him the strength to continue searching for Jenny, even though he feared she was dead.
I would pray every day that I would find her because the baby is all I had.
What they needed was a miracle. Nadine de Villemay, the baby's mother, was on the top floor of their home in Port-au-Prince with Jenny when the quake struck. The house collapsed, killing Jenny's babysitter and two relatives. Afterwards, de Villemay was unable to find Jenny.
I always had hope that the baby had survived, and in fact, the first few days I would tell Junior to go look for the baby, and he would go look and come back, and I would tell him to look for the baby.
As luck would have it, a U.S. television crew had videotaped a baby being pulled from the rubble 5 days after the earthquake. The couple learned that the baby was theirs. But reuniting with Jenny has been a challenge. Both adults had to have DNA testing to prove they are the biological parents. They had to get Haitian passports and U.S. visas. Mark LaPointe, baby Jenny's attorney, is helping the family with the legal issues.
Once the test was done and it was determined that they were in fact the parents, needless to say, everyone was very happy because at that point, you could say you averted two tragedies because now you know you have a child with parents and then you have two people in Haiti who actually did not lose their child.
Jenny technically is in the custody of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Child welfare administrators are unable to release her to her parents until the U.S. government gives permission. In the meantime, the couple is living in a cottage like this one, close to the agency providing Jenny with medical care and physical therapy. The International Rescue Committee will help the couple move into an apartment and find jobs during their 1 year stay in the U.S. For VOA News, I'm Roxana Romero in Miami.
Who's got the chicken?